Hello, my name is Kiara. Reach the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and dial 911. Are you calling from a testing site?
Am I calling for what?
Are Hello? You calling to find a testing site?
I had a question to ask about the vaccine.
I can help to the best of my ability.
Okay. My name is Will Yelton. I'm from Huntsville, Alabama. And I'm calling on behalf of my wife who has stage 4 lung cancer and is only 58 years old, and she's not falling into any of the categories to get that. And I was wondering why there's not a category for people with you know, that type of illness, you know, that stage of cancer or anything, and what can she do to get the vaccine?
Were you not able to get pre-registered through your county health department?
Well, they're saying she's not in the, she doesn't fall into any of the categories, and there's no category for people with cancer.
One moment.
Okay.
Still waiting on a response, just a second.
Okay.
Do apologize at the whole time. I'm seeing you just a second.
Okay.
She should be able to get pre-registered, if not already, which you said she hasn't, at the county health department. Or if you guys have a drive-up facility or clinic in the area that advertises that they have the vaccine available.
Well, we're on a lot of different waiting lists, but I guess what I'm not understanding is we've been through the state, and I know it's through the state to try to get her eligible, but she doesn't fall under any of the categories. I mean, it's like if she worked at Kroger's, she could, but as it is, because she does, you know, she's retired and on disability and has stage 4 lung cancer, there's not even a question about anything like that. It's like they're not even bringing that into effect. I mean, it asks, is she homeless, but it doesn't ask if she, you know, if the person has a disease like that. And I'm wondering why that, you know, am I missing something that, you know, is there somewhere along the way I'm missing something?
No.
So there's nowhere on the state of Alabama's where you go through the eligibility form. There's nowhere on there that's going to ask if you have any kind of cancer or anything at all. That's not even a question. I'm trying to make sure I'm not skipping something somewhere down the line to do this.
No. As far as them questioning or having a selection for any types of illnesses or where you work, et cetera, I didn't know that, you know, played a part in anything outside of, you know, healthcare providers and frontline healthcare workers.
Well, yeah, I understand that, but I just can't believe that people with an illness or something is not even being brought into the picture. Like I said, she'd be a heck of a lot better off if she was homeless. She'd at least get a shot then, but I don't know.
And her doctor hasn't recommended anything or doesn't have it available?
She's got her letters and everything from the Clearview Cancer Center here in Huntsville from Dr. Marshall Schreeder, her oncologist, and everything. But like I said, we're on a bunch of different waiting lists. But with her stage 4 lung cancer, you know, I don't want to be sitting here and then June still be sitting on a waiting list. I mean, some people, I guess, are getting ready for their second shots, and we can't even get shot number one. And it's just, I guess I'm not understanding why that, you know, there's nothing in the questionnaire about your health situation.
Yeah, I understand.
I mean, I know that's nothing, you know, that we can do on this level, but, you know, I can't believe when I went through this thing and was answering the questions, you know, nowhere down here did it ask for anything, you know, pertaining to that.
Yeah.
I mean, it asked, was we a preacher? But it didn't ask, you know, I don't know. I just pretty frustrated with it.
No, I understand.
And I don't know. I'll just, I don't know what the, you know, who I don't know. I mean, I'm kind of at an end of the road here, what to do next on this. And nobody can say anything. You know, I don't know where this form came from that I'm looking at. It says the Alabama Public Health, and it says COVID-19 vaccination eligibility check. So, But anyway, we'll just keep like we're doing and see if something will come up.
No problem. But, I hope you guys get luck with that shot.
Okay.
And if you need additional information, of course, it'll always get posted on adph.org or cdc.gov. Hope we've been able to help.
Not one bit. And it's not your fault. But, no, the Alabama, the Department of Public Health has really dropped the ball here. But I know that's not your fault. But whoever's over this, it's their fault. It's really pretty bad. But I appreciate your help and everything.
No problem. Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
COVID vaccine. And enjoy your day.